Researchers say one thing they don't know about West Nile virus is which birds are the best hosts to pass it on to mosquitoes and in turn other birds. They also aren't sure how specific bird populations will stand up to the disease. The West Nile disease coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey is Emmy Sato in Madison. Sato says of the dead birds found which have tested positive for West Nile virus, it's just assumed the disease carried by mosquitoes killed them.
We believe that birds are probably dying off in the hundreds of thousands, but you know, for every one bird that gets reported for testing, how many of them out there are actually dying that no one really sees? And that's an answer we don't really have.
Sato says she receives anecdotal reports that fewer birds are being seen and more are being found dead recently. She says her greatest concern is for birds already on the threatened list. Sato says they don't know a lot about the effect of West Nile virus on songbirds because most testing has been limited to robins, crows, corvid species, and raptors. They appear to be the most susceptible to the disease, so testing has focused there. She says over time, many birds are expected to become immune to West Nile.
From previous outbreaks in other countries with other strains, the birds have developed immune responses over time, and so we have no reason to believe that they won't.
Sato says some evidence from some 1999 antibody tests showed some birds had developed antibodies to the virus. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.